one.
Accept the four-year bond oversight committee report on the $68 million Parks 2014 general obligation bond.
Colleagues, Portland voters overwhelmingly passed the Fix Our Parks bond in 2014. The $68 million bond focused on the most urgent repairs and improvements to our park system, like improving ADA accessibility, building new playgrounds, and replacing aging roofs and mechanical systems. I want to extend my special thanks to Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish for their leadership in passing the bond. Colleagues, back in October, we received the Year 4 annual report from park staff. That report demonstrated strong performance, accountability, and opportunity. Today, we're going to hear from the Bond Oversight Committee. The Bond Oversight Committee is a community group mandated as part of the voter-approved measure. They review and evaluate the Bureau's bond progress in three specific categories: adherence to the language of the bond measure, fiscal accountability, and finally, transparency. Please join me in welcoming Jan Mason and Zeri Santner to present the committee's four-year report. I don't see Zeri here. Is she here today? But you're going to sit there and be supportive, and that's good. Excellent. Good to see you again. Good morning.
My name is Janice Mason, and I am representing the Parks Bond Oversight Committee. On behalf of the committee and as a member of the Asian and Pacific Islander community, I extend sincere condolences to the City Council and the Parks Bureau staff for our loss of Commissioner Fish. We appreciated his leadership and share his strong belief in the importance of parks and recreation to add quality of life to all Portlanders. And to his family, we think of you and also thank you for sharing him with us. In your packet is the Bond Oversight Committee's annual report, which we prepared. Therefore, I will not go over it entirely, but instead hit on some key points and summary of this report. The committee was established by the City Council with the core commission to ensure that Portland Parks and Recreation Bureau delivers the bond-funded projects as promised to voters. Individual City Council members appointed us members to the committee to represent the broader Portland community in overseeing the delivery of the bond work. The committee members are Zeri Santner, Jonas Cullen, Karen Loper-Tracy, Ken Richardson, and myself. To carry out this purpose, the committee meets regularly with the Parks Bureau staff to discuss and review progress on the 2014 Parks Replacement Bond work. Our focus is to evaluate the efforts of the Parks Bureau with these three objectives in mind. Number one, adherence to the language of the bond. Number two, maintain fiscal accountability. And number three, be transparent with the community in our efforts. So an overview of the fourth year status for each of these objectives are: number one, adherence to the language of the bond. An audit of the bond program performance was completed in 2019. There were three specific findings. Number one, the funds are being spent in a manner that adheres to the language of the measure. Number two, the program is operating in a fiscally responsible manner. And number three, the existing documentation systems are transparent, in place, and functioning well. By the close of the fourth fiscal year, all 52 projects are either underway or complete. There are a total of 34 projects that are complete, and 18 are currently underway. And a total of $40.8 million has been spent to date. Regarding objective two, maintain fiscal accountability, the committee believes that bond dollars have been clearly and separately traced and have ensured that the integrity and accuracy of financial statements were met. The Parks Bureau remains fiscally accountable of bond dollars with a separate program tracking system accessible to all staff, and administrative overhead is within 10% total budget goal. We also want to share that the bond project for construction have been awarded to 18% minority business enterprises, 18% women business enterprises, and 5% to emerging small businesses, for a total of 41% of the value of construction projects awarded to certified COBID companies. For professional services related to these...
One moment, excuse me. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Mayor. Excuse me for the interruption. I wanted to go back to the minority and disadvantaged business numbers. Does the 18% reflect minority and disadvantaged businesses? Do they share that category, or is this specifically...
Yes, thank you. Actually, you are correct. The 18% is MBE, DBE, and 18% WBE, DBE. So they have both.
So they're a minority business, and they also are categorized as an emerging small business.
Yes, they have both certifications.
Excellent. Thank you. That's important info.
You're welcome. And for the professional services related to these bond projects, contracts were awarded to 10% MBE and DBE, 9% WBDBE, and 12% emerging small businesses. And so the total for professional services was 31%. For objective three...
good job.
Thank you. Objective three is be transparent with the community in our efforts. The committee believes that the Parks Bureau acts in a way that promotes equity, participation, and accountability. As recommended by the Oversight Committee, the Parks Bureau conducted a survey to measure the bond program's openness and transparency. As a result, the community feedback informed the community outreach efforts and activities and included increased social media posts. In conclusion, the Oversight Bond Committee feels that Portland Parks and Recreations Bureau have completed the objectives and promises made to the voters. Thank you, and we'll take any other questions if there are any.
Very good. Any questions at this point? Commissioner Fritz, did you have any questions?
I'll just make my comment when I vote. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Very good. Appreciate it. This is a report. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Please call the roll, Cleland.
Fritz.
Well, first, thank you, Janice, for being here to present the committee's report, and thank you for all of your diligence over the many years of overseeing this bond measure. It was interesting when the auditor's staff brought the report on does the city do what we say we're going to do? And the review of the Parks Bond was not included in this report. I am extremely proud of the way that we have delivered exactly what we said we were going to do for voters, and done it in an exemplary manner, making sure that community members benefit from the contract, the city money that's been put out. I'm really pleased with all of the improvements we've been able to make. As I always do when we accept the Parks Bond report, I honor Commissioner Fish for finishing up the campaign. After I did the first 60 days, he ended up doing the last 40 days, and we had a huge turnout of people saying, yes, we want to fix the worst thing that's wrong with our parks in terms of maintenance, deferred maintenance. As we all know, there is still $400 million or more still needing to do, so if community members are wondering why there are still broken things in parks, despite having approved this bond measure, that's why. But this has fixed some of the worst, and in many cases, what we try to do is, as we're fixing it, can we make things better? So can we add restrooms? Can we make things more accessible for people experiencing disabilities? Can we have inclusive playgrounds and other facilities? So I'm very joyful to hear this report, to hear our community members continue to say that we are doing what we said we were going to do. That is ultimately the measure of whether a bond measure or any referral has been successful, is our community members, our Portlanders, happy with what we've done with it. And I would have to say, based on the committee's report, and thank you again for all of your diligence, that is so. Thank you very much to all of the Parks advisors that I've had over my time, Pooja Bhatt and Christina Nieves, and now Cynthia Castro. Thanks to Tim Crail, my chief of staff. And thanks, of course, to Commissioner Fish's staff for their continued stewardship of parks. Thank you to the park staff who've done amazing work with this bond measure and have really doubled down in making sure that they provide value to Portlanders. And finally, thank you to Emily Reed who helped us pass the bond measure and to the Parks Foundation. Whenever we get these reports, I'm mindful that it wasn't just Commissioner Fish and me who passed this bond measure. It was a whole team of people doing a whole bunch of fundraising, including Pioneer Courthouse Square board members, that helped get the word out to Portlanders to explain what we were doing. So I'm very happy to vote aye.
Hardesty.
I want to add my appreciation to the Parks Bond Committee and the staff that have worked so diligently on this. One of the conversations I continue to have with Commissioner Nick Fish is around whether or not we were meeting our goals around contracting. And anybody who's been paying attention for the last year knows I ask very specific questions, because when we get into the alphabet soup, we don't normally hear what's really going on. And so what a great day because of some of the other agenda items to be able to have a model of a program that actually does what it says it's going to do, and not just do it, but actually exceed the goals. We have a hard time doing that at the City of Portland, and it's wonderful to have a model of something that has worked consistently, but it only worked because there were people that made sure that we were meeting our goals, and that where we weren't, we figured out what was wrong and we fixed it. And so I am greatly appreciative and am proud to add my yes vote to this report.
You, Daly.
Well, I want to thank the committee for their work, thank Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Fish, and thank Portland voters for passing this bond. I vote aye.
Wheeler.
I'd like to thank the members of the committee, Ken Richardson, Karen Loper-Tracy, Jonathan Collins, Zary Santner, and Janice Mason for their service on this committee. I want to say, first of all, I thought the report was fantastic. And if people want to take a look at this, I think this is a picture-perfect example of a transparent, easy-to-read, easy-to-understand, checkpoint-by-checkpoint measure of accountability in terms of how the bond is actually done. And I would suggest this is a very good template for future referrals to the ballot in particular. As people are well aware, there was a not particularly favorable audit recently about the city's ability to track promises made in bonds. That's something that's near and dear to my heart. As the commissioner in charge of housing, the 2016 housing bond is under my direct responsibility and supervision. And I think this is a very good model that we should be using to track the results of that measure as well as the results of the parks bond. So I want to thank you for that. I just want to again thank you all for your service to the community. I vote aye. The report's accepted.